True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Where in the world is AWOD on the road this Friday? Here on a Friday, May 2nd. Tomorrow's the Kentucky Derby. You can join me at Bar West, north, southeast of Bar West here in Richmond, Virginia, for Down and Derby happy hour from 3 to 6:30 p.m. tomorrow for a Southern-inspired happy hour complete with themed cocktails and plenty of charm to celebrate the Kentucky Derby. It's time to head out on the fast break with AWOD, talking all things NBA on The Fan.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the fast break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So now that the Lakers have been eliminated, now that the Bucks have been eliminated, the biggest rumor is that this offseason the Lakers will try to pair Luka and LeBron James with Giannis Antetokounmpo. There's also a rumor that the Spurs would like to pair Victor Wembanyama and De'Aaron Fox with Giannis Antetokounmpo. It makes sense for Giannis to get out of Milwaukee. Now, the whole talk that I thought was bogus was that Milwaukee might think about moving on from Giannis. That's not going to be the case. But I could see Giannis walking into the front office for the Milwaukee Bucks and demanding a trade now. It did not work out with Damian Lillard. It's unfortunate because I wanted Lillard to have success. He spent his entire career in Portland in a small market, not having the most success, not getting enough talent around him. He lifted that market up and got them to the postseason several times and even big playoff wins like knocking out the Oklahoma City Thunder when they had a really talented team there. But Damian Lillard, it's unfortunate the way his career feels like it's ending here. This is a massive injury that he's going to have to recover from, and I just, you know, it could cost him the entire next season or part of next season. So I think this would be the offseason where you could see Giannis asking out of Milwaukee. What's unfortunate, though, is, you know, as much as it makes sense for he's such a big star to get him to a bigger market, that's just the part of the NBA that I don't like, where these stars, they don't have success, and then they say, well, I'm going to ring chase. I mean, if Giannis went to LeBron and Luka and joined the Lakers, of course they'd be the favorites. It'd be like when LeBron teamed up with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. I don't like super teams. I like you drafted Giannis, you develop him, you bring in the players around him. Milwaukee has efforted to do that. Giannis didn't step up, in my mind, in the postseason. He didn't score enough points for his team to win. He didn't dominate the game like a Nikola Jokic has for the Nuggets or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has for the Thunder. I told you guys earlier this week, I think we overrated the talent that is the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Last night in the Eastern Conference, Game 6 saw the Pistons blow a 7-point advantage up 112-105 with 2:35 left because Jalen Brunson took over. Mikal Bridges tipped a shot back in with 35 seconds left. It's a tie game. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Bridges to toss it in to Brunson. Defended by Thompson. 15 seconds left. Brunson takes a peek at the clock. Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it.
Jalen Brunson doing Jalen Brunson things. He shakes Thompson to set himself free at the top of the key. Nothing but net. He was 2 of 9 from three going into that shot. Hits it. Finishes with 40 points on the night. The game-winning shot. Knicks win the game. Knicks win the series 4-2. And I don't know how you couldn't love Jalen Brunson. I mean, he's such a nice guy. He's undersized. He's underrated. 6'2", 190. You know, he can hit any shot. He can really set up his teammates. 7.3 assists per game. No, I get it at times. There's talks that Brunson flops too much. I think that's more a product of his size, and the guys that he's going up against are 50 pounds heavier and 5 inches taller than him. I mean, look, when you watch the NBA, you see a lot of people flopping. You see a lot of people, you know, kind of going into contact, hoping they can get a whistle. I don't think Brunson's, you know, worse than like a Chris Paul or anybody else in the NBA. And so I understand there's a few haters that call him a flopper, but man, when he plays like that, he's just so much fun to watch. That is such an impressive crossover backwards through the legs like that. If anybody has played basketball, you know how difficult that is to stop on a dime and cross over like that through your legs. Thompson didn't see it coming. He's one of the best defenders in the NBA at a young age, and he just got crossed up there, nearly fell on the ground, recovered his balance, but it was a little too late to block the shot. Game winner. Knicks win. They advance to the next round, and we will get the New York Knicks against the Boston Celtics. Game one, Tuesday night. And I'm going to pick Boston to win that series, but I think the Knicks are going to make it interesting. I think the Knicks are going to probably get it to at least a game six here. The other talk has been very interesting. Shams Charania went on the Pat McAfee show and said that the league is preparing for the Boston Celtics to make a lot of trades this offseason. And it makes sense because Porzingis is overpaid and Brown's overpaid and Tatum's worth his money, but White's probably overpaid and Drew Holiday's probably overpaid. And the goal is to go back-to-back with this roster, but I understand what he's saying there. It just doesn't really work for them to keep everybody on the team and the money they're going to make next year. They're all going to get an increase, and it's like half the roster is going to be making an average of $28 million. So I think it's going to be the Boston Celtics trading Jaylen Brown this offseason, getting younger, because I think they've realized, like, we can have Jason Tatum and Derek White in the backcourt, and it might not be as good as Jaylen Brown, but it would give us $15 or $20 million to spend on the center position to get a guy that's going to play more consistently than Kristaps Porzingis. It's a weird conversation that they had yesterday in my mind, because the Knicks are still, the Celtics are still in it. They're trying to go back-to-back, but he was saying that the rest of the league is preparing for there to be movement with the Celtics. Tonight, there's one game in the NBA Western Conference first round. It's a pivotal game six. Houston Rockets at the Golden State Warriors. Can Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green get one more win over this two-seeded Houston Rockets to pull off the upset in round one and advance into the second round? Steph is on his like final ride, it feels like here. And like I'm not saying that he can't continue to play at this level, but he's 37 years old now, and he's averaging 24 points per game. And in the postseason, it almost feels like it's like double that because he's gone off for 30-plus. But in the last few games, he's been tamed by the Rockets. He was held to 13 in the Rockets' last win, 131-116. So I think the Rockets are starting to figure things out defensively against this Warriors team. I've told you guys, I think Houston will force this to a Game 7 because of the fact that they are so young and athletic. And I think you saw that last game with the other Thompson brother getting a bunch of steals. Jabari Smith, Jalen Green taking over. I think Rockets force a Game 7. I will end up over the weekend picking Golden State to win a pivotal Game 7 here that will most likely be Sunday afternoon. But I think the Rockets will upset the Warriors tonight in Golden State and force a game seven. I think the young Rockets will step up. The combination of Sengun, Fred VanVleet, Jalen Green, I just think that the youth there is going to help them with offensive rebounds, help them defensively, and the Warriors are too reliant on three-point shots and Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. They are top-heavy. They need both of those guys to get pretty much 28 to 30 points for them to get a win. I'll take the Rockets to win tonight. Warriors, though, to eventually win the series, because I think Steph Curry will be clutch in a Game 7 like he has been his entire career. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The other NBA topic is the lottery date, which is just 10 days away now. Monday, May 12th, we will find out if it's the Wizards, the Hornets, or the Jazz that get Cooper Flagg, the number one overall pick in the 2025 NBA draft. Wizards fans, this is it. You know, say your prayers, flush your ice cubes down the toilet. We've got to get that ping pong ball to say Washington for the number one overall pick, because you give me Cooper Flagg with the young core that we've got, now I'm watching games, maybe going to games, spending money on gear again because I'm fired up. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Just went on the fast break with AWOD talking all things NBA. And an ESPN NBA reporter, Dave McMahon, with an interesting report this morning on Yahoo Sports as well as ESPN. LeBron James apparently suffered a grade 2 MCL sprain in his left knee in the loss to the Timberwolves in Game 5. His recovery timeline was 3 to 5 weeks. Had there been a Game 6, LeBron James would not have been available for the L.A. Lakers. So, Lake Show gets eliminated in 5. LeBron would not have even been available if they had won that game, force a Game 6. We wanted to go around the National Football League right now, and there's a really cool article that's been floating around social media that was written by Bruce Arians. So Bruce Arians was the Super Bowl winning coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady as quarterback, was also a longtime Cardinals head coach as well. And he wrote this article for The Athletic. And we talk about this all the time. The Athletic does such a great job with their NFL coverage. And this is kind of like a Players Tribune type article in my mind. And the headline is, I coached for years in the NFL. This is the biggest reason young quarterbacks succeed or fail. What is it? What do you think it is? 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I mean, I saw that, and I mentally immediately thought he's got to be talking about the mental side of things. This is the guy that coached Tom Brady. He saw how the best quarterback that's ever played the game ran through his process here, and practice, and game days, and post games, and all that. And here's what I thought were some of the most interesting things that Bruce Arians had to say. He said, I'm not talking about talent. Everybody knew that Andrew Luck had talent. He says, I'm talking about the makeup, about the mental side of the game that you can't measure on film or at the combine. He says, when I was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Arizona Cardinals, I would put guys in extremely tough situations during practice where I would hope that they would fail. And this immediately had me think about what Dan Quinn did in training camp to rookie Jaden Daniels. And I was there at training camp to witness this. And I've told this story before. And this is the start of the Jaden Daniels era. In my mind, this is where it began. First few weeks of training camp, Jaden starting to get more meaningful snaps with the ones, right? If you guys remember last year, OTAs, it was Mariota, all right? Training camp, it was Mariota. Jaden was number two behind him, taking reps when he could and working after practice with the guys. But then they started doing situational drills. And those during the situational drills, they let Jaden work with the ones. And the situational drill that I saw at training camp that day was 50 seconds on the clock, 50-yard line, Commanders down by five. 50 seconds, 50-yard line, down by five. And this is kind of similar to what Bruce Arians is talking about. That feels like an impossible job for a task for a rookie. 50 seconds left, no timeouts, down by five. You need a touchdown. Field goal's not doing anything for you. He's barely got any chemistry with his wide receivers or his tight ends. And you know what? Jaden drove right down the field. And on third down, he sailed it over the head of Zach Ertz. And on fourth down, he went back to Zach Ertz, found him in the end zone. And all the fans that were there witnessing it went nuts and started cheering for him. And that was the beginning of the Jaden Daniels era. And that kind of tough practice that they had in that drill in training camp there built, I think, the mental side of Jaden, giving him the ability to have all the success in tight games later on in his rookie season. So going back to what Bruce Arians had to say, he said, I put guys in extremely, extremely tough situations during practice and hoped they would fail. I'd give one of my quarterbacks the ball with 35 seconds left. It's even difficult, more difficult than Dan Quinn said. No timeouts, and they would need to drive the length of the field for a touchdown to win. It was almost impossible. Says I, but I wanted to just see how they would handle failing. Were they going to let it get to them? Were they going to let it affect their work the next day? There's one thing about failure. I think you can learn how to handle it. You can train yourself to deal with it the right way in football and in life. He says, for me, it was all about finding out the why. Why was I not successful? Instead of focusing on the failure itself, focus on the reasons behind it. Was it lack of preparation? Did I overprepare? Was it the technique? The execution? When we figure out the why, let's go and work on it. And I love that from Bruce Arians. I think it's very insightful from a really, really good longtime NFL head coach. And I also think you can compare it to what Jaden Daniels did his rookie season. Like, there was a lot of mental hurdles he had to get over. How about week one, even? I mean, week one, his team just gets blown out by the Bucs, and he did everything he could. He put 20 points on the board in game one for a rookie. That's not bad, but the defense gave up 37, and they just let Mike Evans go all over them. All right? Then he comes home for his first home game ever, and he has to drive the length of the field and get his team into field goal range to hit their seventh field goal of the game to beat the New York Giants. And that was a game in which he had an opportunity, and he made the most of it. And there were times this year where he didn't make the most of it. Philadelphia. He talks about this all the time, and this is one of the things I love about Jaden, is he's so real, is he talked about how he threw an interception at the end of that Philadelphia game, and nobody really talks about that. Why? Because the defense got him a stop and gave him another chance, and he made the most of that other chance, going the length of the field and hitting Jamison Crowder in the back of the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. But as much as nobody's really talking about the interception, it stuck with Jaden, and it stuck in his mind. And that's kind of like what we're talking about here with he failed. He failed in that situation, but he didn't let it get to him. Right, he learned how to handle that failure and make the most of his next opportunity, and he led the team down the field for the game-winning touchdown. And so I do think that in terms of like the mental hurdles that Jaden Daniels had to leap over in his rookie season, I really think that's a big part of why he's going to have an incredible sophomore year. I don't think he's going to sophomore slump at all. I think, you know, if you get another opportunity with the game on the line, the fan base is going to trust him. The front office is going to trust him. The locker room is going to trust him. I think there's actually going to be more games this year where you don't need Jaden's heroics at the end of the game because he had the heroics in the first half, and they're already holding on to a 14-point advantage. It's all about, can we run the football to run out the clock? And then can our defense get the game-winning stop here? I do think that you're going to see less situations this year where Jaden needs to lead the team down the field for the game-winning score, because I think the offense as a whole is going to be better. I think the team as a whole is going to be better. And I think there's going to be opportunities for Jaden to have more success in the first half of games rather than needing to be great late in the fourth quarter. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Road shows on a Friday here on AWOD Radio. It's a theme that I love to get out of the studio. Don't have to deal with Stubbs stench after he's done with his morning workout. So where in the world is AWOD on the road? North, south, east from Bar West here in Richmond, Virginia. And you can come on down for the Down and Derby Happy Hour tomorrow from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Join us for Southern-inspired Happy Hour, complete with themed cocktails, plenty of charm, and you can watch and celebrate the Kentucky Derby here at Bar West. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. When we return, we're going to give you another opportunity to hear our conversation with Bryce Eldridge. He's so nice, you got to play it twice. I mean, I really think that I was hanging out with maybe the next Bryce Harper, maybe the next real phenom in Major League Baseball. He made it all the way to AAA last year, and right now he's playing AA for the San Francisco Giants affiliate, the Flying Squirrels. He's in our backyard at the Diamond this weekend. Come out to see Bryce Eldridge. Here is Bryce Eldridge once again coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, Rich Eisen takes over for me when I'm sick or on vacation or if we have a production issue, and Rich Eisen got Commanders fans fired up to the moon with his way too early 2025 NFL power rankings. Stubb, I'm not the only one that does it, right? We did the off-season vibe meter with our power rankings, and I did update that after free agency. We do need to update it again and see the changes that I think have happened in my vibe rating here for the NFL power rankings ahead of the 2025 season. But Rich Eisen, with his way too early power rankings, has Tampa at 10, Detroit at 9, Minnesota at 8, Denver at 7, Buffalo at 6, Kansas City at 5. Let's take a listen as it was discussed earlier today on the Sports Junkies.
At number 3, they have the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, I feel like they're
perennial
contenders.
Rich Eisen likes the Commanders better than the Ravens?
I feel like they're perennial contenders. I can't argue with it.
Which
they might disappoint me every year in the postseason.
Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders.
There's no way you can have the Commanders ahead of the Eagles. It's
coming
not
in
possible.
At number 2, after they just Rich Eisen's way too early 2025 NFL power rankings.
He has the Washington Commanders.
Wow.
It's got him ahead of the Ravens.
Up one spot to cause the Ravens to go down one is the Commanders.
Oh, wait.
Tunsil and Debo before anything else. And they just, they see the unicorn and they say, we're not only going to protect them, we're going to give them another weapon. And they drafted Josh Connerly out of Oregon to be the right tackle to Tunsil's left tackle. The Commanders, man. And number one is still the Eagles. No change.
I think it's a little aggressive. I love the optimism. I hope he's right.
I don't agree with him, but I love it. I mean, stuff that's like that got me so excited. I mean, can we play football already? Right?
Dude, Rich Eisen had those great voice lines in the playoffs about the Commanders, the why not us.
Yeah.
He had a great speech about us going to that Lions game, the why not us. I love what a Commanders fan he's becoming.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes sense. Now, I will tell you, I think it's crazy to have Kansas City at 5. We didn't get to number 4, but he has the L.A. Rams at 4, Buffalo at 6. I'm going to tell you right now, I do not have Washington ahead of Baltimore, Buffalo, or Kansas City. I can get on his page here of, yeah, we had a good offseason with trades and then the draft picks. Yeah, we are maybe ahead of Tampa Bay and Detroit. And like I said, I think we are ahead of the Rams. I do think that we're the second tier in the NFC, and it's Philadelphia, and then there's a big drop-off to the second tier, and that the first tier is Philadelphia, and then it's all AFC teams because it's Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City for me. And so I did have Washington probably second in the NFC, but he has them second in the NFL. That's pretty cool.
Above the Ravens, above the Bills, above the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, I understand his explanation, which is, look, I do think Washington's been the most aggressive team this offseason. Like, nobody signed two Pro Bowls like we did with trades and getting Pro Bowl left tackle Laremy Tunsil, Pro Bowl wide receiver and Deebo Samuel, and then we had a damn good draft. Like, I mean, most people are giving us a B minus to an A for the draft. And so you take the combination of that plus the combination of the draft, and it does make sense. I don't want to use the word fluky, but we were lucky to get to the conference championship game. We were lucky to beat the Eagles with that comeback win in the regular season. We were lucky to get the sixth seed over the Green Bay Packers because they blew a game at the end of the season. There was a lot of things that went in our favor. I'm not saying it was fluky, but a lot of it maybe was luck. It was, you know, the belief and the newfound energy and the excitement of year one of Dan Quinn. Can that come back again in a second year? You hope so, but I do think, like, we were not the second best team in the NFC throughout the entire season. We peaked to become the second best team, but Minnesota from start to finish was better than Washington before the postseason. Detroit was better than Washington. LA at one point was better than Washington last season, the way they were playing, and they even got closer than Washington to beating the Eagles. So things had to go right, and we had to peak at the right time. I'm not saying that can't happen again, but that's why I wouldn't consider us the number two team in the NFL. I'll say number two in the NFC, but I just respect the AFC too much to have Washington ahead of teams like Buffalo, Baltimore, and the Kansas City Chiefs. We wanted to close out the show with game day. Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. The biggest sports fans in town, we highlight it. You guys can choose to watch it or go to it. It's game day on The Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on game day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game day. Game day. Gang day. Gang day.
Stubb, I think this is the time to go to the diamond here. Squirrels are starting to heat up a little bit. You got Bryce Eldridge, you know, the pride of Vienna, Virginia, just had the RBI in the first. And I want to see him play. I don't know if he's going to be here long. I think he could go yard a few more times. All of a sudden, the Giants call him up to AAA. That's where he ended the season at last year. He's going to be a star. You know, that's the coolest thing about having minor league baseball here in Richmond, and it's why the Squirrels are such a big deal and the Richmond Braves were such a big deal, because you get to watch the young stars before they become stars. You get to watch them while they're maybe, you know, names that you recognize, but in a few years, they're going to be household names that everybody around the country will recognize. And so, you know, all these old school Richmond Braves fans got to see Chipper Jones when he was here. And then he goes out and has this incredible Hall of Fame career for the Atlanta Braves. I think we're getting a new version of that with Bryce Eldridge. Last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I got to see Jackson Holliday, right? And some of the other top prospects when they would play against the Squirrels. But the Squirrels have that top prospect now in the Giants organization in Bryce Eldridge. So I think take advantage of it. Go out to the diamond. You should get some good weather this weekend. We also have the Kentucky Derby going on. So there's a lot to choose in the sports world. Stubb, what would you like to highlight today on game day?
As one Lady Hokie suffers an ACL, another recovers.
Who is that, Liz Kitley?
I believe that Liz Kitley will be making her WNBA debut tonight as the Aces face off against the Dallas Wings. 7
Wait,
p.m.
The WNBA begins tonight?
The WNBA begins tonight, correct.
Is Caitlin Clark in playing tonight? Why has there been no talk about this?
Let me double check.
Where's the hype? It doesn't look like she's playing.
Well, that's...
She starts her season against the Mystics. Oh. Dang, we could have seen Amor against
her. I know, but hey.
That stinks.
I know we're losing Amor. Kitley's back. I've been waiting, a whole year for this. This is what I'm seeing. I guess it's not a
is this definite. I don't know if this is regular season, though, because it says that the Sky are playing against Team Brazil.
I'm not sure
this is the regular season.
We don't think it's the regular.
I feel like I would have heard more hype, even though nobody's talking about, you know, women's basketball anymore. You know, the Caitlin Clark hype train has calmed down a little bit. It is preseason.
Yes. My sports app was telling me that they were playing. It didn't say preseason.
Well, Liz Kitley hasn't played a game in probably 2 years now, so it'd be cool to see her get back on the court. I am going to focus on the NBA playoffs, and tonight is a game 6. And like I told you guys, I believe we'll get a game 7. Two game 7s. Saturday night, Clippers Nuggets. We already know that's locked in. Give me the Nugs. Give me the Nugs to get the win. Dip in that sauce and get the win, Nuggets. Come on now, Nikola Jokic. You can't go down in round one. You're too good for that. And then Sunday, I think we will get another Game 7 between the Rockets and the Warriors, and I'll be rooting for Steph Curry and the Dubs to get the win in that one. It's been a ton of fun rocking the show today live from Bar West. Come on down for the Down and Derby happy hour tomorrow, 3 to 6:30 p.m. Southern-inspired happy hour complete with themed cocktails. Plenty of charm as they celebrate the Kentucky Derby. Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye drive you home on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.